Praise God. You're welcome to Voice of Testimony. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are ever grateful and glad in it. Today's episode on VOT, Voice of Testimony, is a supernatural hand of God does great exploits, divine partnership and validation. Although God's hands are invisible, there are obvious or visible proofs to validate his divine existence and sovereignty. The creation itself is a clear evidence of God's unquestionable power and divinity. Signs and wonders are inevitable when God is involved in a life or situation. One of the ways God demonstrates his power is by stretching forth his mighty hands, though invisible, yet powerful, to help as many that call upon his holy name for healings, deliverance, and so many great things which are visible to the eyes. The process of a miracle cannot be understood by our human reasoning. However, miracles are not hidden from all, but all eyes will eventually see what God has done. The word hand is one of the most frequently used phrases used to describe the supernatural power of God. The Bible often makes reference of the hand of God or the finger of God, particularly when a miracle or something great is about to occur. It also refers to a great deliverance or protection or prevention of evil occurrence. The hand of the Lord does valiantly. It creates, molds, remolds, reshapes, and even restores lives. I pray for you today that the hand of the Lord will rest upon everything that you lay your hands to do, and surely you will be prosperous. When the hand of the Lord rests upon anything, testimonies abound. All of creation and all our possessions are in his hands. Particularly, our times are in his hands. However, a good relationship with God will grant us the privilege to be partakers of the riches he has prepared to us from the beginning of time, from the very foundation. Hereby something was created from nothing, from voidness God created greatness. This explains the move from invisible realm to visible realm. Our nuggets. One, once you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, stretching your hands forward, God will hold your hands and take you through all obstacles, turning them to miracles. Ahab stood as a hindrance to Elijah, but the hand of the Lord pushed him ahead of Ahab. I pray for you today that the hand of the Lord will push you ahead of your Ahab. And Elijah got to the entrance of Jezreel. I pray for you today, as God pushes you ahead of your Ahab, you will get to that expected end, to that position that you so much desire. Two, the hand of the Lord grants mercy and favor to all who trust in him wholeheartedly. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not some of it. Third one, the hand of Lord directs us and leads us in the path of righteousness. When you allow God to lead you, he will guide you to the right place at the right time to possess your possessions. Our fourth nugget is, as a child allows the mother to hold her, we must not be too big for God to hold us and guide us all through the journey of life. The fifth nugget, we must take heed lest we slip off God's hands due to pride or disobedience. Pride is taking a personal ride. As you start a journey today, do not take a personal ride. Prayer. Father, let your mighty hand push me forward to be ahead of all my adversaries in the name of Jesus. A second prayer is, oh Lord, grant me the grace to humble myself under your mighty hand. May I never feel too big for God to hold and guide me on the right path in the mighty name of Jesus. As you step out today, trust the Lord to hold you all through the journey, and you will never be put to shame. Have a beautiful day. Amen.